This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Talking about the same time.
Yeah.
So how is that having to, like, working these guys for so long and split apart and having to do two separate camps and been a pretty amicable between them?
Yeah, I mean, it's not ideal. It's like we spent from when we first started talking about this was 6 years ago. And
oh, really?
Scott
wow.
Pilgrim's taken about 5 years. So you never think that both are going to happen at exactly the same
right.
time. So it's not ideal. But it's worked. I've done, like, Scott Pilgrim will end up being 104 shooting days. So I did all of the prep on Scott Pilgrim in Toronto. And then I came out here when we started shooting Scott Pilgrim.
How many days is this going to be for total?
It will end up being like 49.
Okay. So are you going back and forth, or are you just going to go back on Japan before?
No, I've been doing alternate weeks. So I do a 9-hour journey every Sunday.
Wow.
I've done with my family, because I have a 2-year-old.
Oh my God.
So every Sunday we've traveled 9 hours for the last 12 weeks.
That was grueling.
Yeah, it's really, really grueling.
Can you talk about the development of this film and how it came together?
Yeah, it's actually when we were shooting Shaun of the Dead, and we were shooting the record throwing sequence in Shaun of the Dead, and it had been raining for about a month in England, and we had like 4 days to shoot that sequence, and we kept never finishing it because of the rain. And Simon and Nick one day came, they were in their lunch, and they drew this little picture of an alien, and I can't remember what the tagline was at the bottom, but they gave it to me and they said, this will be our next film, and we'll film in America where it always is sunny. and when we finished Shaun the Dead, I said, well, you're being serious about that, because it's a really great idea. And they said, no, not, you know, it was just a joke on the day. And then a year later we started talking about it, and I don't think Simon really ever seriously thought that it was a movie he wanted to make. It was just, you know, a funny tagline, a funny little drawing. And then when we finished Hot Fuzz, I kept thinking about it, and I just said, I really think we should do this. It could be great. And so we talked about it a bit, and Simon wrote the first scene, the opening scene, and I sent it to Working Title. And Simon was actually really annoyed with me that I'd done that. And Working Title said they want to do it, and that's kind of how it happened.
Why was he annoyed?
Because I don't think he ever really, it was ever meant to be,
now I have to write.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you talk about how Greg McCullough became involved?
Yeah, I think we started talking about directors about 2 years ago, and it was before Superbad had come out, and we were all hearing about it, and we'd heard great things about him from people on Superbad, and Simon and I both really love Day Trippers, and so Simon and I flew out to New York to meet him, and we just knew immediately that he was the guy, and he stood by it when it looked like it wasn't going to happen, so he was kind of involved for 2 years. And I know he was offered quite a few other things, and he hung on in there because he really believed in it. So. And we never talked to anyone else. It was just him. He's the only director we ever talked to.
So what did he say that convinced you that he was right for the movie?
He just completely got it and the movie that we wanted to make. And then we flew him over to London so that he could meet Nick, and the four of us had dinner, and he just, you know, we just all the references, and you know, just we knew he'd be fun to work with. And for Simon and Nick it was a big thing not working with Edgar.
Mm-hmm.
It was always going to be a real challenge for us working with someone else, but we just got on with him and knew that it would work well.
Can you talk about the two? They're sort of different styles, right?
Edgar Starr and Paul and Scott Pilgrim?
Uh-huh.
Or
No, I mean Greg's and Edgar's.
Yeah.
And Nick and Simon have been used to working in that kind of tone, adapting to a different kind of tone.
Yeah, but I think that it's the tone that they wanted for the film. You know, they, I mean, obviously Edgar would have done a brilliant job and would have done something completely different with it. But probably that's why Edgar didn't want to do it. And obviously we talked to Edgar about it, you know, when we first had the idea. And it was never going to be something that Edgar wanted to do, because it's not, you know, it's not really his sensibility as much as Scott Pilgrim and other things that he's developing. So
it hasn't been working on location, because you've been doing a lot of stuff in the desert and doing a lot of it. It's been pretty much a road movie. So
yeah.
How's it been as far as doing that, this kind of thing, rather than...
Well, the irony is that the weather has been worse here than it was. So we have had more rain than we had on Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz put together.
Wow.
So we've had, when we were on location, we've had probably, you know, every other day we've lost a couple of hours because of rain, storms. We had a couple of Universal execs fly out all the way from LA, like last week or the week before, and they flew out. We had this massive electrical storm. They saw nothing for the entire time, apart from lightning dancing on the horizon, and then they flew back. We've had unbelievable weather, hail, storms, thunder and lightning, rain like you can't believe it, things washed away.
So maybe it's just you guys then.
Yeah, maybe. And in Toronto it's the same.
How prevalent is like UFO kitsch in England? Like, I know there's some Roswell elements in this film, and you know, we have something in America called the Art Bell program. I'm not familiar with it, but this is definitely a...
I'm not familiar.
It's from people who call up late at night and talk about their experiences with aliens. This is, there's a definite subculture of people who are really into Roswell kitsch.
I think there's a subculture there. They're also into the Loch Ness Monster there.
Oh, all right. Okay. So that
exists. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
With Edgar, you know, now sort of doing his own thing, and Simon and Nick sort of in demand on their own also, where does that place the third film in the Blood and Ice Cream trilogy? Are you guys developing that? How is that going?
Yeah, with the plan is that when we all get back in a couple of weeks and get stuck into the post, the plan is that they're going to, Simon and Edgar are going to write the first draft. I think it's been good to have a break.
Is it a battery recharging kind of thing?
Do you know what? I think it's such an intense... I think for Simon and Edgar as well, just... It's such an intense relationship, that writing relationship. You know, you are stuck in a room with the same person. For Simon and Edgar, it's been years and years. And I think it's really good to go off and do your thing with other people and remember why you have such a good relationship, you know, in the first place. So I think they're both really looking forward to getting back together and you know, working together again. And for Edgar, you know, obviously Michael Cera couldn't have hoped for a nicer star and more committed star of Scott Pilgrim, but still, you know, I think he's really looking forward to working with Simon and Nick again.
I think a lot of people are curious about the sensibilities, just because it is seeing Simon and Nick work with someone they haven't worked with yet.
Yeah.
And also, Greg has also done, like with Superbad and with Adventureland, he did very much period type stuff, like 70s, 80s. It seems like it's a lot more current.
Yeah.
Is it going to be, like, what is it about the music and stuff as far as.
We've only just started talking about all of that. We're having a conversation about it this morning. I think the big difference performance-wise between this and Shaun and Hot Fuzz is that they're kind of improvising around the scripted material. So it feels more kind of fluid. There was a lot of improvisation in both Shaun and Hot Fuzz, but it all happened in the rehearsal. And on Space. So like on Space, we did 8 weeks rehearsal with all of the actors. On Shaun, we did 9 weeks rehearsal with all of the actors.
Okay.
So at that point, we get into the rehearsal room and then we rehearse with everyone. So, you know, people improvise around their lines, but then all of that goes into the script. On the day, nothing changes. But here, it's been a lot more fluid. So it does feel, it just feels slightly more improvised, I think, than Shaun and Hot Fuzz.
Well, that's interesting because we talked to Bob and he said that Seth had pre-recorded his lines, and mm-hmm. so there's a certain template you have to adhere to, but it sounds like not necessarily.
Well, ish, but, you know, obviously we have to re-record all of his dialogue, so a lot of that can change. And also because we only had 4 days with Seth, it didn't feel that he was able to really bring what he might be able to bring when he gets to see the film and really it gets in his head and he can, you know, and then do his thing with it at a later date. I think he'll have to change quite a bit, but anyway.
curious with a movie that has a CGI and you know, special effects alien. Can you talk
Never
about,
again.
Can you talk about you know, having a finite budget and you know, filming around that budget and trying to make the most of it?
Yeah, that I think that's been the hardest thing, actually, both on this and on Scott Pilgrim. But that's been the, and Edgar says he'll never do another visual effects movie again. But that's been the hardest thing because you have, it's like you only have a finite number amount of money, and a big chunk of that is dedicated to the alien, and that's set in stone, and you have to preserve that going into the post. So, you know, once that's taken away, we haven't had that much money to film to make this movie. I mean, it's still obviously a big budget, but you know, it then just becomes, you know, it's a road trip with not that many actors. It, that is where all the money's going.
Is there a
that's the hard thing. That's why it was, you know, it was only 48 days.
Is there a chance, though, some
originally
stories of studios after they see the dailies or after they see the rough cut, that all of a sudden a little more money goes into, you know, post? Are you, is that one of those things you're kind of hoping for?
Yes. Yeah, of course.
How similar is the final alien to that sketch that Nick and Simon did that day?
Similar. Very similar.
Including the three boobs?
Well, our alien doesn't have three boobs.
Okay. Yeah, I was curious about you, a problem with his question. I was curious about whether or not you might have to do reshoots later once Seth goes and does stuff. You might have to go through reshoots and stuff to try and make it work better and vice versa, or is it Seth's pretty much done and it's not?
No, I don't think so, because you have all the plates, so you can recreate from scratch.
Okay.
So you're not trying to fit whatever Seth does. It's, I mean, we have nothing. We just have, you know, we have an empty space to put our alien into.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what are these guys doing before they obviously write their book? Are they just...
Graham and Clive?
Yeah.
What do you mean, what are they doing before they write their book?
Like, how do they make a living? Like, because are they authors before this, or...?
I would, they're unsuccessful authors.
Okay.
One's an author, one's an illustrator.
Okay.
Is it? But it starts off with, sorry, it starts off in San Diego. After
yeah.
The conference. Just explain how they've gotten to the U.S. Do they live here? Are they just visiting?
They're visiting.
Is that part of the story?
They're on a holiday. No. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's never explained. It doesn't need to be.
Okay, so it's a big...
They're on a vacation. It starts in Comic-Con. They're on a vacation, traveling to Area 51. The whole film basically kind of kicks off their second night here.
Okay. I thought it might have been something where they had, like, failed comic book writers or something.
No.
Okay.
In Shaun and Huffa, Simon plays a particular character, and Nick plays a particular character. In this film, are they sort of switching who they play?
No, not really. I don't know. I mean, Simon is not as dominant in the relationship as he was in Shaun and Hot Fuzz. I suppose they're more equal, but they haven't completely switched. I think that was probably the original idea, but it hasn't panned out that way.
And Simon's character in Spaced was a comic book illustrator.
Yes.
So sort of.
Yeah, and the guy who did... The guy, we've used the same guys, Jim Murray, who did all the space DVD covers, did the Paul cover and the Jalva cover, and Oscar Wright did that.
Oh, okay.
Edgar's brother did that.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jason Murray, who did all of Tim Bisley's illustrations, did all of the Shadow Child stuff, and he's done all of Graham, Simon Pegg's characters, illustrations that we see throughout the film. So that's quite nice. Actually, Edgar doesn't know that, but
how
I have
different
to tell
is Graham's character from Tim Spaced?
He's different. He's just not as cool.
With Shaun and Hot Fuzz.
And he's not as young.
I'm curious what kind of Easter eggs might be in this film that you guys have sort of nodded to Shaun and Hot Fuzz. And is there an Easter egg for Scott Pilgrim in this?
Oh, I don't know. You have that. I still don't get the references in Space. You have to ask Simon about that.
One more question.
Well, there's the own
Sony press stuff as all the Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, that's. But I think that's.
There were Hot Fuzz costumes.
Yeah, that. But that we didn't know about that. That
oh,
just.
Really?
Yeah, that was. We didn't ask for that.
Oh really?
Well, how has it been?
And Sean, did you see the Sean?
I didn't see the Sean.
There's a Sean as well.
How's it been different, like doing the two movies? So we did Sean and Hot Fuzz. Were kind of isolated. You were doing them in England. You didn't have all the press. You didn't have a lot of the. These
yeah.
two movies have a lot more interest behind them, obviously, because of those movies. And how's that been as far as like you stayed online, you posted stuff online, everything still.
Okay. Yeah, all of which we've wanted to do.
Yeah.
I think on Scott Pilgrim it feels that there's more, you know, there's more interest in it, but I think that's just because of the existing fan base for the comic books, and that's where you feel the pressure because you know you're wanting to please them.
Right.
But I don't know about Simon and Nick, but I don't think we've felt that more on Paul, you know, than we did on Hot Fuzz.
I think we're going to have to break you so that we have
fine.
Time
yeah,
to
go for it.
Simon,
yeah.
And then if we have additional questions.